recording?
Yep, soft roll.
Mm-hmm. Soft roll.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to take a
How y'all doing?
Well, yeah, hey, actually, welcome, Craig.
Hi! Sorry. I don't know what I had. I had plague, something. I don't know what's going on. But I'm better now. Now I'm here. So I get to be irreverent and make my parents sad. Very important.
Stop playing with those metal things. I'm putting them down because now we hear it on the mic.
Well, yeah. It's a live recording. We're in a live location right now.
We are in a very live location.
It's very messy.
Location.
Improv.
Welcome to season... Well, no, sorry. Season 3, episode 3 of the
D-Squad.
Drinking coffee.
Drinking coffee. Eating tostadas.
Tasty.
At K Rico, so now you guys can see that.
That's right. This place is the best.
Yum.
It's getting very fancy. I love this beautiful wall that they have over here.
I think he put it over there just for you so you can touch it. Just touch it and like...
Mm-hmm. Fuzzy wall. I do enjoy this. This is actually very good.
You figured you'd be grazing on that damn thing.
I actually would. I wish I was on mushrooms right now. Me and this wall would have a conversation. It'd be great. Let's talk about the universe.
That wall would literally be moving if you're on mushrooms.
Oh my God, I love mushrooms so much.
Yeah.
Mushrooms aren't drugs, by the way,
kids. Depends on how much mushrooms you're on.
I'm
still microdosing.
Yeah, I only take about a gram. Only a gram. I'm not crazy. I'm a 38-year-old black man. I gotta keep my wits about me, you know? The feds are out there. And fried chicken. And females.
Unfortunately, sad but true.
Sad but true.
Anyway, so we're jumping into this late because the Netflix documentary came out like a month and a half ago.
Yep.
That Manti Te'o story.
Wild.
Gotta love it.
Wild.
Gotta love it.
Wow.
I really thought it was about him killing somebody. Like, that's what I...
Why?
I
don't, wait, what
anytime
made you think
you see, like, a documentary about a football player, there's murder involved.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know why that's the rule. Domestic, I didn't make that.
Domestic disputes. Mm-hmm.
Domestic disputes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought more domestic.
Yeah, dropped her down a well, something.
I thought he was, like, hiding the fact that he was gay.
He killed the girlfriend. That's what I thought.
That's what I was here for. That's what I was here for. I was just like, okay, another crime documentary. No, just the greatest catfish of all time.
So the thing is, I saw it first, and I'm sending out to these guys to watch. So obviously, we got their first thoughts on it. But yeah, what do you think?
I mean, you know, no other female came up. I mean, 3 years, bro.
Wait, hold on. Before we get into that,
like you didn't hook up with another girl. You weren't talking to another girl.
Well, we're gonna talk about his lifestyle. That's what played into it.
Exactly. That's a big part of it.
The Manti Te'o story was for those who don't know or living under a rock, because I was for a while.
I'm under a rock. Always. I love my rock.
I benched this motherfucker.
Basically, top level athlete goes to college. Top level football player goes to college. Notre Dame. Ends up hooking up with this girl online. And by hooking up, I mean they became boyfriend-girlfriend, but never really seen each other. Seen pictures and talked and all that sort of stuff. And basically became the greatest catfish story ever. Because this is about a decade ago.
Yeah, this was a decade. So catfish wasn't really a thing yet. Then.
But the thing is...
Was it like 2005, 2009?
Well, hold on.
No, 2010 and 2011.
I think the catfishing show was out on MTV. So it was just starting to like pick up in terms of like, this is what people do.
I didn't even know MTV had a show called Catfish.
Yes, they did. It was
huge. Who's under a rock now?
They're the ones that coined the term catfish.
Yes, exactly. Like literally. That's massive.
No idea.
It's like a community of people that it's a real thing, like a real, real thing.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, back to Manti Te'o. Basically, so it comes to find out that this girl that he thought he was dating was never alive and wasn't even a girl in the first place.
Lene.
By the way, I looked up the backstory on him too to find out where he's at now. He's actually doing pretty good.
He's doing pretty good. He's got a nice football camp. He's got a huge following on Instagram. He's doing well. He's okay. He's doing good now.
He didn't play long for the Chargers, did he? He did what?
No, he did two seasons. Then he's been hopping around, stuff like that. But let's take it back to the beginning. So basically, I forgot the other guy's name, the one who played the girl. They were both football players.
And she is trans.
She is trans. So basically the thing was, this one chick, I mean, sorry, this one dude.
Yeah.
In the beginning
was a dude, but now it's a chick.
It's funny how they addressed him. It's like, he's trans now, so it wouldn't be a she, right?
I think the way when you're referring
the PC,
to them,
they
grass,
would prefer to be
her.
She, her.
When she was still a male in high school, you know, being in the Samoan community, football was number one.
Yeah, and football and Jesus.
And she hated it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely hated it, but played it because the family did it. You know, dad played it, uncle played it. Blah 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 blah. Anyway, I guess after going to college, she kind of got out of it, and I discovered she liked guys. So she created these fake profiles on
Facebook.
On Facebook, and we'll kind of like send people messages, whatever, whatever. And whenever things got a little too serious, a little too hot, she would always just like disappear.
Like the moment they start asking, so like, hey, do you want to meet up?
There are other victims?
Yeah.
Yeah, there were other people. But not as in depth.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Not on the national like level, like,
or as
congressman.
Deep as it was, she would like, as soon as they would be like, "Hey, let's meet up," she would just like go ghost.
Yeah, she'll ghost them.
Yeah.
So this is not what was on the Netflix series. Is something else, like a Wikipedia or something on this?
No. This was on Netflix.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You probably fell asleep at that part. I must have.
We're old. Sugar was low.
I think I was.
Sugar was low.
Not at all. Like,
on my phone or something.
Dad privilege. That's dad privilege.
I do that.
Right.
Not off.
Anyway,
ADHD kind of.
But we're talking about the level of this is like, it's crazy. She didn't create like just a one Facebook profile.
No.
She created a whole bunch. Family.
Yeah.
She played herself as the brother. No, and then her real cousin and other cousins and stuff like that. So anyway, Manti, you know, same thing. Samoan, lives in Hawaii. Top draft, guy's a stud as far as the linebacker goes. Like he's a football prodigy, you know, looking like a football prodigy. Ends up going to, but very, very Catholic, very religious.
No, he wasn't Catholic. He is Mormon.
They're Mormon.
He went to Notre Dame, which was a highly Catholic area.
Interesting, right?
It is. For them, it's family, faith, and football. Mm-hmm. There is nothing else for them. So to be able to, like...
It's to keep the indigenous people calm.
Yes. We can talk about religious oppression when it comes to communities of color. That's always a fun topic. But, you know, it is because of that lack of worldliness that this got to where it got. Because for a family that religious, it's not uncommon to not have any physical contact whatsoever before you're married. So that's why I was able to blossom the way that was, and that's why I was able to get as far
remotely
as it did. It's the reason why he didn't date other women.
Because
he would have been like, oh, this is nonsense. I'm a super famous football player. No. I'll just go bang the entire cheerleading team. I don't have to deal with this.
Yeah.
But no, because, you know, Jesus frowns when you touch yourself.
Right.
So you make Jesus sad. No, we can't do that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I hope your kids aren't listening to this. It's gonna get weird.
Craigisms with this one.
I figured he'd have fun with the religious aspect of this the subject.
But. There's so
wild.
Many different parts of this. Right. So they're digging deeper into it. So so they basically hook up online and hold on.
Oh, you got your fancy pour over coffee? Look at your.
No, my cups. Yes.
Oh, he wants his,
he wants a special sippy cup.
He wants his Thanos.
Special sippy cup.
Thanos. We're on video. Right. Yes, I want my cup on video.
I get it.
Anyway, so they end up hooking up online. And, like, I think, like, a friend of a friend or something like that. Like, she got to tail through that. Like, Adam is a friend. So I talked, sent him a message, too. And he messaged his cousin, like, hey, do you know this person?
He's like, yeah, I talked to her, like, twice or something.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, you know, the cousin had, like, tried to reach out to her, like, a couple times. It's like, yeah, I knew her.
He shot through the network.
You know, yeah, because he's trying, you know, he's doing not very much due diligence, but he does a little bit of backstopping to say, like, you know, is this chick for real?
For the time, it was in-depth research.
Look,
for the time. Was,
she was using a friend of hers pictures as herself. But the thing was, too, like, after the Heisman, that how she got him to send another picture. Yeah,
she catfished the catfish. It's like another layer of catfishing.
Another layer of catfishing.
How did she do the picture? That's what I'm trying to
figure out. Oh my gosh.
Oh, so the picture was because, I mean, they explained it. They go through it in the story.
That's the second.
I mean, we're jumping ahead. Sorry, guys. You know us. We're not going to stay on. Anyway, throughout the whole series of this, like, they're dating back and forth, you know. Then she plays like she gets into a car accident. Horrendous car accident. She's life or death, you know, whatever, whatever. The brother calls Manti and says, like, you know, she was in a car accident. And the only way, you know, as he says, you know, put the phone up to her. So put the phone up to her, you know, and, you know, I was hearing his voice, stuff like that. And, you know, brother jumps back online, says, oh, you know, the nurse says that, you know, they didn't get as much response from her ever until she heard your voice. So that became his thing. He became like, what I'm saying, like, okay.
My voice brought her back to
life. He was the hero.
I mean,
wild.
Any guy in college, like, if you
brought him in.
Huh?
She brought him back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She, like,
she was trying to kill it, but all of a sudden, like, she brought him back in.
Exactly.
Got an emotional hook on him.
Yeah, because she was like, she was supposed to die. She was going to be like, all right, end it, kill it. Like, you know, whatever, whatever.
I want you to know that I looked up Lene's pronouns because I wanted to make sure that I insulted this fucking cunt correctly.
Oh, whoa.
Just the amount of emotional manipulation is insane.
You know, that takes great skill and talent.
Amazing.
To pull off and orchestrate this whole thing. Like,
the fact that I feel like his life, like I said, his lifestyle and the way that he was raised had
a lot. Massive,
it had so much to do with it. And because she was also from that community, she used that to manipulate him even more.
Yeah.
And that it sucks. It sucks
it
for
is
him.
A masterclass in emotional manipulation.
Yeah.
I have to. I didn't get to finish it. Because I don't want to spoil. I want everybody to watch this because this is. This is something, this is like 101 how to not get manipulated. Like,
for sure.
Please watch this. This is important. This is required watching for any online interaction.
But I feel like as a society, we've become very soft. We believe a lot of things on the internet.
Yes.
And I feel that this is going to be more prevalent. You know,
soft or soft headed?
Soft. Just built soft, bro.
Well, we want to be, I keep saying, like, we want to be led. We don't want to.
Right.
Of course.
No one wants to think on their own. No one wants to generate their own opinion. Everyone wants to fucking, you know, echo chamber everything. So
leading requires responsibility and calories and effort. I don't want to be, I don't want to lead.
No.
I want to be led.
By the way, Craig is playing a role. He's actually not like that.
TikTok. Oh, that's another episode.
Please don't discuss my TikTok. You don't have to make a new account now. I gotta make a brand new TikTok account.
We're putting on video because you're supposed to be running our TikTok account.
You know what? I'll make ours while I make my brand new one because I broke mine. They're like, oh no, he's talking about black issues. TikTok is not like, no, seriously, press the brakes on this. Absolutely not. We can't have you spreading dissent among the slaves.
Yeah.
No, we need them happy and in the cornfields.
Back to Manny or Monty or Manti. I can't
remember.
It's Manti.
But Manti, you know, you mentioned something about how the media really just spun the fuck out of it.
Like, because it's a good story.
Well, like they say that he was hiding the fact that he was gay, that he was making it up, that he was part of the whole thing.
Right. That was their get back even before that. So going back into the story of it. So first he, you know, homegirl gets into an accident. She's almost dying. Like, she plays that role, like, killer. Did you guys see the part where he went on Dr. Phil?
Yeah.
No, I didn't get that part. I didn't get there yet.
You guys are missing it.
Man.
Because they're
like,
you know, how can this guy sound like a woman? Now he has to, you had to know, da 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 da. Because it's not like he's a small dude.
Right.
You know, or he's not like very effeminate at all. He's like, you know, he's dude. Like, even on the series, you're looking at him, you're just like, yeah, he's just a dude with the wig on and some, you know, some nails. But anyway, at one point, Manti has a real grandmother that really passed away.
Yes, actually passed away.
Yes.
Actually passed away.
You gotta question this dude's whole life.
And
actual grandmother, she was there.
His way out was like literally like 6 hours after he got news of his grandmother dying.
She
plays his brother and calls him up and says, Lanai is gone. Like, she's dead. Because not only was she in a car accident, because she was in a car accident, they discovered that she had leukemia.
Yes.
And she was struggling with leukemia, da da da. And then, you know, she was doing better.
She, like, ran out of script.
And then one day, just like, bam.
Wait, and then his grandfather or somebody had also had cancer or something, too.
Yeah. So his family member had that issue.
That was like, you know, oh, okay, like, you know, this is our connection. And he felt very connected to her.
Right.
But it was talking like a whiteboard,
you know, messages, stuff like that. Kept the voice messages. And that's the thing too. Like, when you heard the voice message, you're just like, I don't care what people said. Yeah, it sounded like a woman. Like,
I listened.
Nicole was like, "There's no way that sounds like a girl. There's no way." And then she heard the voice message. She's like, all right, take it back. Like, seriously, I was
absolutely
like, legit. That was like, wow. Like,
pretty good.
Even really the crying, all of it. Yeah. Like, literally.
No, not even crying. the hospital. When she played, like, she was in a car accident in a hospital. And, like, he'll be there talking, and she's just there breathing like she's on a respirator. She's like, for hours on end, like, he would go to sleep talking to her like she's on a respirator, like, I was just like,
for hours, bro.
Hours.
The level. The
medication.
If this was not like, oh, so anyway, back to the press. So the thing about the press was that you have the stud player. He's killing at Notre Dame. He's, you know, the next, like, Junior Seau. And his grandmother dies. Then his girlfriend dies all on the same day. You know, becomes, like, national. It goes from, like, you know, being, like, a little local hero stuff in Notre Dame to being, like, national.
National. Yeah.
And he plays a big game that night. Goes balls out. You know, dedicates it to his girlfriend. So all the sports agencies, everybody picks it up.
Right.
Everybody's running the story. This guy's, like, you know, lost his grandmother, lost his girlfriend on the same day, and plays, like, lights out. Like, everybody wants that feel-good story.
Right.
You know, ESPN, Fox Sports.
The Hawaiian congresswoman gets on, like, right. She's on the floor talking about, like, she's like, oh.
How proud they
are. How proud she is. Like, what is happening?
Like, legit. So that was the thing. So that was the first. That was the buildup of it. And then breaking the story was it BuzzFeed?
Deadspin.
Deadspin. That was
I forgot about Deadspin.
They actually started looking into it and saying, okay, let's try and find this death certificate. Let's try to find out, like, is this person, like, for real?
Yeah, because it's,
like,
too, you know, sensational. It's, yeah, too, it's too sensational. It's too, it's too much.
And literally,
it went too far.
Right. Deadspin at the time was like...
They were the shit.
No, there was like... It was like... Two guys, one of them was here in Florida, working out of his house. It was like, and they're going up against, like, national brands. Like, and so the thing was, when they got their teeth into the story, they were like, the story was originally going to be about how all these major media got it wrong. They're celebrating this guy, celebrating this hero for a fake girlfriend that never was. They never did their due diligence. They never looked into it. They never checked her out and stuff like that.
They never do.
You know, they were posting up her pictures and didn't realize it was not, that person was never existed, you know? So that's when I said, like, the media got wrong. And then you had the backspin on the other side of it where they started questioning him about being, you know, was he gay? Was he trans? Like, is the NFL going to accept him? Blah, 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 blah. And, you know, kind of like, you know, I wouldn't say
they went ham on that boy.
Yeah.
But well, man. Like,
and then it sucks, too, because it's already traumatic to find out that you were talking to somebody that didn't even exist. You were in love with someone who didn't even exist. And now the media is on top of you talking about you had something to do with it. You're traumatized right now. And the media is now also saying, hey, you had a part of this.
He's like, I don't know any. Listen. He's like, y'all got questions? I got questions. Right? I don't know what to do.
You're confused. I'm confused.
I don't know what to do. Please stop yelling at me.
But right?
3 years. We've had iPhones and FaceTime and Snapchat, Snapchats and everything.
Yeah. Did we have FaceTime back then?
Yeah.
2001? 2011.
Sorry.
Yeah, 2011.
Series 4, yeah. The first, like,
That's what made Apple, like...
Yeah, that's what made Apple, because no one else had that type of
communication.
Hold on. It's Messenger and FaceTime.
But listen, this is what he said. Do you remember in there? Because he would be on the FaceTime, but you know with FaceTime, if you, like, swipe it up, it'll always show, like, the background is not... It won't show the picture. You can see them, but they can't see you.
Yeah, that's right. They were on FaceTime.
I've never had an Apple.
For 3 years in a row?
I mean, they didn't start off like that. They started off just on Facebook.
First they were on Facebook.
You're an artist, right? When you're painting something, you're creating something, right? You know the mistakes that you made. Like, you can look at a picture and be like, oh, that brush stroke, I didn't mean to put that there, or this is where my hand slipped or whatever. But the people that you're making it for, they don't notice those mistakes.
I have no idea.
They just see the entire picture of what you created.
Exactly. Yeah.
So for Manti, he's looking at this collage that Lene made for him.
Exactly.
And he's not noticing, like, oh, her voice is a little off, never wants to show up on FaceTime. He wasn't able to put those dots together to find all the mistakes.
Exactly. And then, too, on top of that, he was at a place where he was separated from his home. He was at a school that he didn't want to be at. He felt alienated. He had no one. And then this girl shows up and just becomes his friend.
That's cult building 101.
And that's how it started. It's just a friendship. It wasn't like it was an initial. Oh, I want to be with you.
It was completely organic.
Like, hey, how are you today? A concern that someone else outside of you actually cared about you.
Yeah.
When you're alone like that, you're going to
grab onto anything, man. Anything.
Especially in Indiana.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, how many of us have been to Indiana?
I mean,
it's never. It's a Kmart parking lot, all right?
It's mighty bright up there.
It's so bad.
I heard it's worse than Ohio, so that's why I never went.
I
went to visit you once in Ohio, and I'm never going to that state again.
Corn-fed white girls in Indiana, bro.
Huh?
Yeah, and they can stay there.
Yeah, they can. Not to be mean, but they can definitely hang out there. You know?
I went to Gariander, Indiana one time in my life, and I was like, oh, this was a mistake. Please get me out of here.
Right.
Yeah.
No, never going back. So, yeah, definitely watch this. It is a masterclass in emotional manipulation.
It's an emotional sociopath.
So, I mean, and most of the focus is going to be on Manti, but I wanted to can bring the focus back to, and I keep forgetting. Can somebody look that up? What was her name?
Renaya.
Renaya. Okay.
Right?
Yeah, Renaya.
Yeah, Renaya.
The level of what it took.
Mm-hmm. Which is now Naya.
Yes.
Is it just Naya now?
Yeah, Naya.
Oh, okay.
After the...
I'm just remembering from the documentary.
You know, the transition.
Yeah, but... And, you know, so what I'm saying is the level of what it took to be something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
To... understand that one, you know, not transgender, but, you know, you hear about a lot, like people say they just feel like they're born in the wrong body.
Mm-hmm.
So to go this depth, to take on a role of being someone else, not just being someone else, but being several other people, you know.
The whole family.
This, yeah, like yeah. Almost a whole family to create this relationship. And just the steps into, like, where do you have to be at in your head to continue that? Like, what makes people go to that level?
I mean, like, you...
Because, I mean, Renaya says, you know, yeah, she felt like she was in love.
Yeah, but look at the girl that she used. Diane was her name? Diane O'Meary or whatever?
I can't remember her name.
She's a freaking smoke bomb, bro. Like,
yeah,
she's...
Oh, yeah, no. The picture that she used.
And I'm like, if you're going to catfish, at least get someone, like, average looking, you know? I mean, this guy clearly knew...
Wait, hold on. Do you want somebody... If you're going to catfish, you somebody average looking? Like, so it's easier for you to tell? It's easier for you to say no?
I'm just saying, moderately attractive, you know? Not like...
He got a 10 picture. Like, no. It's just like, no, lower. Like, 7.
She
get a
was
7.
Like, I mean, straight up model status, bro. Like,
but
did you not? I mean, you saw her, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes, I did.
Yeah, no.
I mean, but he knew that she was out of his league.
Yeah.
You know, that's why he was in love with that. He's like, look.
Especially at the time. Did you see him in college?
Like, yeah.
I don't know if he thought like she was out of his league. Because listen, man, like, I mean, like I said, he is a top ranked football player at Notre Dame.
Right.
He could snap his fingers and get any girl in their mom.
And she was at point Stanford. Time.
You're missing the religion.
I think it was the connection to his home.
It was.
She was Polynesian.
Exactly.
I mean, let's get back into it. So Kay said it was Mormon and the upbringing. Like, how was that? How did that play into, for what you see, how did that play into
where he ended up at? Oh, man, the religious upbringing? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Just showing that when you're in the fundamentalist life, because he absolutely was, you don't see other, like, you find your path. Like, oh, this is the woman I'm gonna be with. It's like, for them, marrying your high school sweetheart is like, that is par for the course for any any fundamentally religious group.
Mm.
Is that, okay, this woman that I love since I was a child, I'm gonna marry her, and this is gonna be the only person I have sex with for the rest of my life, forever and ever, amen.
So you're saying, like, religion's basically catfishing?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm just gonna sit back and do it this way, because I'm leaning over and starting my back. I'm like, fuck this.
We're old. Once again, we're old.
We're too old for this.
Old. We're black people.
Like, I can't.
We age like fine wine, but we do age. It hurts.
It's because I'm too freaking tall for this. And I'm like,
you could probably take it off the stand. And
let's go to hobbit size. I'll try to be gentle about it.
Yeah. Just slide it off gently.
Oh my goodness, getting okay, dirty.
That's
so
where
fast.
I am black. I don't think gentle. Oh, wait.
Oh, there you go. Put it on your chin.
Oh, there we go.
Be gentle.
Ugh, high world. Okay, I'm sorry. Back to fundamentalists.
Religious fundamentalism played 100% played a part in this, because he doesn't. He doesn't. Like, you keep saying he could have just had anyone. No, he can't. That religion is a program that's installed, and you're not going to go against your programming. Your programming does not allow for you to just go about and just have sex with whoever you want. He found an outlet. He found that outlet.
I'm enjoying God's fruits.
That shit does not exist.
I mean, why can't someone see it that way?
Not in the Abrahamic religions.
It's funny. I've never saw it like that. Like I mean, I'm definitely not.
That's because you were never in that life. But
I'm taking his work for a test drive.
You're gonna take
what?
That does not exist.
No, not in the religious world. Not at all.
Not even close. No, oh my god.
Yeah.
The idea.
I'm gonna try it out for today.
I'm stress testing it.
Yeah. It's
some penetration testing.
Marriage until death, and that's what it is.
Listen, the idea of like breaking one of God's commandments and going outside of the sanctity of marriage will make you physically ill.
Much fear has been like instilled in you that you feel like you just can't.
You can't. You absolutely cannot.
I'm from the Bible Belt. I'm from Memphis, and I've dated so many like religious girls.
Can you not humble brag, please?
I
want that childhood. That
I was a closet boyfriend. God forbid. She brought a brown boy home, you know?
Oh, wait. How many times have you been othered? Like, how many times have you been othered? And, you know,
othered?
Yeah, you've been othered. Like, you weren't the boyfriend. You were the
side
other
piece?
Guy. Yeah, not the side piece, but, I mean, you were the boyfriend when the parents weren't around.
I was the boyfriend that the parents never met.
Right.
Yeah, several times.
That explains a lot. How do you feel? Do you need a hug?
No, I'm good.
You want to hold my hand?
Hey, I'm just telling you. I appreciate their daughters. Nothing's more fun than an oppressed person, you know?
That's good.
That oppressed sex, boy. No.
But on the serious
note,
it's like Rumspringer for them, bro.
But back then, did you feel that? Did you really feel that way? Or was it just like you just...
I felt like racism back then was a little different. Like, it's viewed differently. And then now it's kind of like, oh, aha. Like, oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Really it was just the racism. Yeah.
Like, you grew up in the South. It was like, that's how it was, you know? Right. Like, yeah, you're used to getting eyeballs on you when you walk into a public establishment with a white girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. What you do with that girl there, boy? None of your business. Mind yourself.
Right.
You know, I'm trying to ruin your bloodline. Get out of my face.
I know, right?
You ran away screaming, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I was a giant black guy. I was bigger than everyone in town. So what were they going to do to me? It's just like, dude, just like go away. It's like, if I close my eyes and don't smile at night, you're screwed. Really? I will sneak up on you and beat your ass.
I mean, you say if it's one-on-one, but it's never one-on-one. You know, they come back with the whole crew.
They tried that several times. I had many, many, many a Ford truck full of white boys pull up, and then it's just like, when it comes time for actual violence, I'm like, he actually wants to fight.
Yeah.
Never mind. And then they all run off. Mm-hmm. I think I got into like a few altercations, and once you hit like three or four of them, he'd run away screaming.
Usually the biggest one.
Yeah, usually the biggest one.
Yeah, it's like
or the loud, scrappy little
prison
one.
Prison rules, right? Prison rules. Yeah.
So you guys are okay with that? You know, you're just okay with like racism and like.
Just something you learn. I live in America.
I'm not okay with
it. It's part of the American package.
It's part of your backstory.
It's just like.
Anyway, so back to
it's got so dark so fast.
Yeah, I know, right?
Go to China. Go to Asia, man.
Been to China. I've been stared religiously stared.
Yeah, because you were the tallest person in the entire province.
It wasn't just the tallest and darkest. Like, we're walking past the Tiananmen Square, and a friend of mine who is actually I was not, because he was 6'5" but white, and he's walking behind me, taking a video of everybody turning around and staring at me as I walked past.
Right.
You could have been a YouTube star.
I probably could have, but this was back. This was actually before Manti Te'o. This was like 2005, something like that. Listen, if you go to like the massage parlors over there, legit massage parlors.
Dubuku.
We'll talk to our Asian about what they actually do in the massage parlors. But anyway, legit one. And you know, you always had to take a shower before you go in there and stuff like that. But over there, they didn't have like stalls. Like, I mean, they had stalls, but they didn't have like shower curtains and stuff like that. So at one spot, where was I? I was in King Moy.
Just be taking a shit and staring at people while they walk in?
No, it's when you take a shower, bro.
Oh, sorry.
You take a shower.
Are you taking shits in the massage parlor?
I've never been to a massage parlor.
I've never been to Indiana, got, like, so you know, we're on the same level here.
Okay, I've never been in a massage parlor. I don't know how it works there.
No, anyway, so you're in there, you're taking a shower, and it's like, you know, shower, whatever. Facing the wall, not paying attention to anybody else, because you got the, you know, the horse stalls.
Yeah, prison rules.
And you turn around.
Don't drop this.
And literally everybody who was in there to get a massage was staring at me.
Oh, yeah?
One guy had a cigarette.
Really?
Just looking.
They love some smoking.
They do love some smoking, though.
Actual babies be smoking.
I was like, seriously? And they were just like, yeah, oh, what is it? That it was like, they were just checking to make sure that it was all black all the way through. They were like,
oh, for real?
They thought you were blackface. At that time, it's just like, I just turned around, just like, yo, I just went straight, like, oh, that's okay. Here's my balls. Let me wash it off.
What's the Chinese word for oak tree? Like ebony oak tree.
I don't know.
No, it's like black. They have black ghosts.
Like long.
Oh, it's black. It is black ghosts. Isn't that that's their slur, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Black ghosts.
Yeah. There's racism everywhere. It's fun being black. I love it.
Right?
Oh, what a great place to live on this planet.
Try being a dark-skinned Asian.
Your life was hard.
Yeah.
Well, no, he said it wasn't. He was just used to it.
Oh, yeah, you just kind of get used to it.
Because their daughters be like, hey.
They'd be like, oh, you want to meet my dad?
So is that how you
yes,
got all
I
the
do. Yes,
you didn't,
I
you didn't have to put in any work. You were just a dark-skinned Asian guy in the school.
Bro.
You just show
I just
up.
I just do my thing.
He just show up and says, hey. Dunk. There we go. I got the best of both worlds.
Just slap it on the table and then just drag everything off.
I'll do your laundry and I'll tear that shit off.
I don't think it's slap worthy. It's like average. I mean,
that's how you clear the table.
All the girls be up next to
them
be like, I like our contrast, baby. You got the milk white cornflakes. They're like, I like our contrast. Like, oh.
It's different up there. I'm telling you. You probably be racking up over there too.
I went there and I stayed alone.
Yeah.
I was in Tennessee. I didn't go to Memphis. I was in Pigeon Forge.
Yeah, Memphis is not even part of Tennessee. I don't think. I don't even feel like it is. It's different.
No, I don't feel right up there.
It's another level.
I just stayed alone. I was alone for like 4 or 5 days. And I'm like, I'm good.
I've been to too many sundown towns in America. Anytime you hear an American like city and you don't recognize names, like, oh, that's a sundown town. I'm not going there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a bad place.
It's named after like a Confederate general.
It's like you go there, it's just like they got like a KKK statue in the dead center. You're like, oh, it's their history. Get me the fuck out of here.
Right.
I gotta
here
go.
We go. This is where we're at now. Okay.
Part of history.
Oh, damn, this doesn't work.
It's like, it's our history, boy. It's like, I heard you. I hear you. I'm gonna go ahead and leave now.
Anyway, so back to Manti. Try to keep you guys on track. Try to keep ourselves on track.
And we're just warming up.
I know we are. wait till the next episode.
Absolutely, just it's something I definitely have to finish watching this.
Do you think it affected them though? Like, so like they said, like 100%. going to the Heisman Trophy stats, and it's like, you know, if you guys aren't in football, most of the people who get the Heisman Trophy are all offense. They love the offense for Heisman Trophy. Mm-hmm. Quarterbacks, wide receivers, running backs, stuff like that. You know, to be a defensive player and get like selected, even, you know, be in the talk, that takes major. And so yeah, actually his championship game was a bust. Like, it was terrible. Like, he went out there, he played like shit. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And then so they were thinking, like, you know, where was his headspace? Because at this time was when the doubt started to creep in about homegirl, like, was she real? People were starting, mm-hmm. This is when, you know, Deadspin came out with their article, and then people started talking about it. And, like, you know, he even talked about it, like, he told his coach, and the coach was just like, all right, you know, right now, you know, legal for Notre Dame says don't say anything, but if it does come out more, we're going to have to get in front of it or something, whatever. Because he didn't want to affect his Heisman Trophy chance. Obviously, he didn't win the Heisman Trophy. And he went from being a number one in a first-round draft pick down to, like, a mid-number two. But, and, yeah, I mean, his performance at the Combine was terrible as well, too.
Yeah.
You know, being that level of a linebacker, he was supposed to run the 40 in, like, 4 or 5.
Did he eventually get the Heisman?
He did not get the Heisman.
That's sad. That sucks.
He choked, there is what he said.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he choked. But, I mean, at the time, like I said, it was like, you know, stuff started coming out, so it started playing on his mind. You know, to have that one that mindset of like having everything in life geared towards one thing, and then you get blindsided by something else. Yeah. Like, now it causes you to question or to have doubt. Like, how much do you think that played into his thing? Because, I mean, you play football. I played football a little bit more, but you know, like, and just with, but it doesn't have to be football. Just with anything in life, if you're so focused on something and blindsided, like something you were building, like your entire life up to that point was built up to this moment.
Shattered
tunnel vision.
Moment.
Yeah.
It is. It's when you're. I keep going back to it. When you're in the religious life, your life is on rails. You
a path.
You're on a direct path. You're like, okay, I go to school, I go to college, I get married, I have 2.5 kids.
You don't masturbate.
You don't masturbate at all. It's all, you know, one road.
It's horrible.
Oh, wait, damn it. We forgot.
What?
Are we all PNC? Who's posting up today? Damn. Chirp. No, I mean, I'm definitely clear. I'm clear.
No, I have balls full of regret. No, I didn't jerk up at all.
It's like a daycare down there.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, I've been hyper focusing on a bunch of crap. I forgot.
Yeah, I was hyper focusing on something else last night too. You know.
You were hyper focusing on the right things.
Exactly.
I was
locked the door. You know, we got it in.
I'm sitting here trying to, like, how do I deconstruct America? And that's, I kind of forget things because I'm like writing up like papers.
I was sleeping so good, man. I wasn't even thinking about that. I was just still curled up.
He's just like, no. Yeah.
Literally, he's still curled up. He talking about a baby, a daycare in there. You got
balls like a tightened fist.
I mean,
are you clear today, Tiara?
No, actually.
Yes, I'm the only one.
So everybody,
I have domain. I have dominion over all of you. No. I'm joking.
You're the only one here with a clear head.
You definitely have a clear head.
I got nothing. I'm just filled with like angry militant black rage all the time. Just like,
I got it. I heard if you go to Memphis, you know, you have women to take care of that for you.
Yeah, I'm terrified of Memphis. Right? Terrified.
Let me take you around the town. You know, he'll introduce you.
You hang out with me?
Listen, if you go, I'll go with you, bro.
I shave my head. They think I'm The Rock. That's funny. That's funny.
Now with a tattoo on his arm too. He's like, he's The Rock light.
That's like those times when racism
they're
is like
wild,
it's,
bro.
It's perfect.
They're wild.
It's just like, yeah. It's like I'm whatever black person you think I am because you know you can't tell us all apart. Mm-hmm.
I think one of these episodes we're gonna have a talk because you two are out from like the Bible Belt. We gotta talk about some of this underground stuff because like I've had much what's different. You guys have something different.
It's
anyway,
a lot.
Back to Man Type. So yes, so he did graduate. Let me see. He went a little bit later. One of the things I remember in college, coming out of college, all of my friends at that point in time, we're graduating from college about the same time. All of them wanted to settle down.
Yes.
They had this huge thing about like, all right, you know, we stepped away from college. We should have a girlfriend that's eventually coming for fiance, that's going to become our wife, and da 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 da. So I think that was part of the. I mean, I don't know how it is nowadays. I mean, I'm old as hell. Graduated back in '98.
I think it's still kind of like that. I think the problem right now is you're seeing all the people who are saying like they're ultra depressed. It is because that the idea of that life path still exists.
Yeah.
And it's just not working out
for most people.
Yeah, there's just like, oh, I'm supposed to own a house. Like everybody goes, I'm supposed to own a house by now. I'm supposed to. You know, stuff. I should be looking forward to retirement. It's like, no, none of that's working out. And those blinders have kind of been pulled off.
Gotcha.
When you're in that religious bubble, it's ultra amplified. Mm-hmm. Because you go to a church where, like, everyone puts their best. Church was the original Instagram. Yeah. Everyone puts their best face forward.
Damn.
Inside.
Wow. Yeah. Yo, Shade Up Craig has been dropping. Yo.
You already know. Everybody matching outfits.
You don't need to post on Clarity. You just got to come in with your black rage because you've been dropping. Like you've been dropping nuggets like all day.
It's true. It's just like
the programming, and then like you know, the church was the first Instagram. Yo, it is legit.
It's
I can
true,
see that
it?
Now.
Yes,
like
absolutely,
it's a little wild to look at because
it's
like,
a show.
It's a show. Everyone puts on their Sunday best.
Yes. Yep.
You know, everyone comes in. It's just like oh, that you see the happy family.
But I feel that people try to look at them as being perfect people.
Yes.
When they're not.
Exactly. Absolutely.
But they know that they're not. That's why they're there.
When it comes out that it's just like, oh, you weren't fitting the ideal.
Right.
They'll usually either stop going to that church altogether or just pick another one.
Pick another church.
Like a hierarchy.
Start over again.
They want to be up in the top of the food chain. And
how many times have you heard about this? Like, oh, brother so-and-so, adultery happened and they're just gone.
Now,
They don't fit the ideal anymore. So yeah, it's absolutely it is an insane thing to see. So I think when you're presented with something that is off the like you get pushed off of the life path that you had for yourself, especially as a fundamentalist Christian, you're kind of fucked. You don't know what to do. There's no game plan for this.
Yeah.
Nothing in your 3,000-year-old dusty book tells you what to do when everything stops working. So they default to the one thing they got. I'm just going to pray. And of course, that's not going to do anything. You're just going to stay stuck in your one spot, mumbling to yourself in a corner on your knees.
Right.
And that's kind of what happened to him. He froze. He wasn't equipped to deal with what happened.
Yeah, that's true. There was nothing
really
in his background. Like, I mean, I think that sadly, there's a set of life skills that we don't teach people. You know,
it was a small town he was from. He didn't know anything outside
know
the
anything.
Real world.
No.
Yeah. It was a small town. Like, they football, family. What did,
everybody.
What
he was he was screwed. Yeah. The fact that he is now, he got married in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I can see, on his Instagram and everywhere else.
No, he has a trucking company.
He's got a trucking company. He's doing very well now. Mm-hmm. The fact that he made it to at least where he can at least show that he's doing better, I'm so proud of him. Yeah. Because that should have shattered him.
Yeah. Some people don't make it that.
Yeah,
some people don't make it like that.
Yeah.
Some of them just get crippled. And.
I mean, he put his way into starting positions and on both the Chargers and... actually, the Chargers, the Saints, and Chicago.
Yeah.
But he kept getting cut. Like he started off well at the Chargers, then hurt his foot, came back too early, hurt it again, you know, then left, went to the Saints.
Kind of like Tua.
I mean, you guys are fighters. You know what it's like when your emotional state isn't balanced. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to perform well.
Yeah, listen, if I'm coming into a fight and something that heavy hit me, wow.
Yeah, you're done. You're not going to be able to. You're going to get your ass kicked.
Yeah, very true.
So I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
I'm proud of him.
He's
still the wild story I've seen in quite some time.
Right.
Now, Renaya, what is she live now?
Renaya, right?
Yeah.
Renaya.
She moved to like some I was back to Samoa or something like that. Like she's basically in a commune or like
some foo-foo whatever.
No, thing. Jesus Christ.
But like it's like for transgender, like you know,
They do have their own like communities cuz
transgender.
Yeah, yeah.
Samoa.
Yeah. Really? Something like that. But the thing about it is, like, so I remember I was watching and you guys definitely gotta watch that. I'm picking up Netflix because I have stock in them. So yes, get your subscription back. But
pump the stock, people. Pump the stock.
Yes, yes, pump it up. But that was great. It was great. But when Dr. Phil's interviewing Renaya, and it's just like, okay, like they went to the second one because they were like back and forth. Because I think first Renaya went on Dr. Phil. And then Manti ended up on some other person's couch or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he released the voicemail messages.
Right.
And then they're like, damn, why did he release the voicemail messages? So he went back on Dr. Phil. And Dr. Phil was just like challenged him to say, like, you know, well, you know, they're saying like that definitely can't be you, because this was the time like the media was saying he was in on it. He was definitely building up his stock, like he was trying to, you know, game the system to get like higher recognition, get into Heisman and stuff like that. So Dr. Phil's just like, he challenged him to say, hey, can you like impersonate yourself? Like do what you were like Lanai. He's just like, oh, I can't do it like just like off rip like that.
Fucked up.
But he had him go behind a screen.
Yeah.
And when he went behind a screen,
he's like a method actor. Is what he
said. Legit. Like if I was, straight up, if I was a director in Hollywood or something like that, I'd be calling. I'd be like, yo, listen, I need your skills.
Right.
That's some talent.
She has some serious talent.
Get into character, like right there, and like boom. Like I was like,
yeah.
There's. You sit there and think about like, there's people that are just that gifted. Like, I just think, unfortunately, you know, her talents went
used for the wrong thing. Immediately. But I'll just have her catfishing diplomats.
I think that.
I'm getting state secrets out of everybody.
It's going to be a union.
Yeah, right?
go into the CIA. Go put in your application immediately. Seriously.
I mean, she cost him a lot of money, though.
Oh, no, she.
Millions.
Millions. Well, he cost himself. He stayed for a senior year, and they said, like, even for him, like, he could have went NFL in his junior year.
Right.
If he would have did that, he would have probably been about $4-5 million.
Right.
He left $4-5 million on the table. But throughout his season, he played, like, what, 8 seasons, I think, in the NFL. Mm-hmm. He's about, you know, he made about $10 million.
Yeah, but he could have made more.
I mean, he definitely could have made more, but I think, honestly, his injuries, when you look at his NFL career, his injuries is what held him back.
Yeah,
he always came back a little bit too quickly and re-injured, and you know, like Herm said, he always wanted to be on a squad. He always wanted to be on the field helping his teammates, which is good. And when he did play, like I said, he was gambuster. He played hard. He was in it to win it. But
we all know the college boys don't play the same in the pros.
No, it's different. But he was, like I said, he went in on the Chargers with a depth squad, and he was able to play himself into a starting position in his first season.
Yeah.
And stayed there through the second season, and then I think then he got injured, then went to Saints. You know, he started off well. They brought in another linebacker. That's when he left and went to, I think he didn't play for 1 year, and then Chicago called him. Or no, he didn't get signed in the beginning of the year. Saints brought him back on at the end of the season because their players started getting hurt. And once again, he went from just being working the bench and being a depth tight end to starting.
Right.
And then he went to the Bears, and the same thing. You know, they just brought him in as extra. We just need extra bodies to play himself into a starting position. You know, he was breaking up plays. He was making tackles. Like, he's a game player. He's a game guy.
That's the other section of Christianity is that the idea of preserving yourself is thrown away and sacrificing for a greater cause. is really a part of it. So for
him, I think he was probably playing
like beyond his, not his physical ability, but beyond his physical capacity, which just started compounding injuries on top of injuries. Like, from the documentary, you could hear how, like, you know, you see his father pushing. It's like, it's 9 o'clock at night, and he's got this, like, you know, 13-year-old kid, like, running scrimmages.
Yeah.
Like, way late into the night, and it's just like, as you continue to sacrifice your body like that, it's going, like, he probably, like, if his flesh had been willing, he would have continued to become one of the greatest in the game.
Right. Right.
But the human bodies have a finite lifespan. Whenever you do a lot of physical work on it, you're kind of taking that shit out on credit.
Yeah, I mean,
and at some point in time, you're going to have to pay the balance.
Right. If you're not working the right recovery and stuff like that. Yeah. But I don't think that's the Christian lifestyle. I think that's just athletes in general. Like, knowing that you have to go through it, that you have to make it, you know. I fought with a black eye, like a severely, like my whole iris was, I was black.
I remember that, actually.
Whole iris was red. And I had to wear sunglasses. I wore sunglasses to hide it from the fight doctors while they're taking my blood pressure, doing my weight and stuff like that.
Wow.
You know, I played that guy. Sorry, like, you know, I had to fight with the sunglasses off. Like, I'm just going to take it off, you know. And, you know, next day I step into the ring and it says, my eye is still swollen. It's still black. And I, you know.
He could have been wearing a patch by now.
You know what I mean? No, not seriously. Really. It could have led to
a detached retina.
Right. Yeah, no, it could have led to a detached retina and stuff like that. Like, you know, playing sports, playing anything, like coming up playing sports. I just, once you get into that zone, like, I just never like to leave. Like, I'm going to play through it. Like, I'm going to play through, you know, pop my shoulder out. All right, I'm back in, you know.
Yeah, we got to have the whole episode talking about that shit.
I've
everybody here can talk about that.
Playing basketball, I've rolled my ankle so severe I had to wear, like, an air cast. And the doctor was just like, you need 6 weeks without playing anything. Like, 6 weeks.
He's like, no, the team needs me.
Not even. I wasn't even on a squad then. I was just we're just playing street ball. The next week, I just bought new shoes, laced them up a little bit higher, put the air cast on. I bought one size larger, put them on, and we're still out there playing.
When are we having that therapist back on? We should probably do that soon. Like,
who?
We can.
Which therapist?
The therapist we had. Were you there for Michelle?
You weren't there for that?
No.
I can ask her.
I was here for her. Yeah.
You were there, right?
Yeah, we definitely do need to have her back on.
Yeah.
We will.
We have all these therapists that want to be on the show.
We do? There's more?
I mean, the Reiki girl.
Yeah.
We get some strange ones.
The face, though. The face.
I mean, they can make it work.
You make it happen?
Yeah.
You can make it happen.
I mean, we can make anything happen. We'll see. There's some people we just will not have on. We talked about that. Yeah. So, yeah.
I don't know if I could sit through a whole lot of psycho babble.
Me neither. I just, at some point in time, I'm going to be like, listen, that's all bullshit. No, I wouldn't do that.
No.
I wouldn't say that.
You know, a couple of people we do have to bring back on. I'll definitely bring our therapist back on and I'll bring Cy back on.
Cy can say.
Yeah.
Because she tells me really scary stuff that I don't like.
Oh, man, listen.
She'll be like, hey, Craig, the spirits were talking. He's like, hey, can you tell the spirits to shut the fuck up? I don't want to hear that shit. Shut up.
Yeah. Listen, I just
tell them on their goddamn business.
I just had a reading from her like a couple days ago. She's on point. It's not like stuff that you want to hear. It's stuff that kicks you in the teeth, and you're just like,
Can you tell me something I want to hear about? But like, tell me life is going to be great in the future.
Yeah, tell me life is going to be great.
Manifesting thing. I feel like if you believe in that stuff, it could do good for you.
Oh yeah, definitely. But like, you know, there's some things, like I said, like a lot of times you get the smooth over, like, your life is going to be great and wonderful. Here's your affirmation for the day. Just say blah blah blah. I am the greatest of ever. And she'd be like, no, the spirits are telling you, if you don't get away from this shit, this is what's going to happen. Or, you remember this that you did in the past? Yeah, it's coming back around to kick your ass. So you need to address that, like, now. And it's just like,
damn.
I'm going to have to charge my crystals for this.
She'll be like, hey, Craig. She's like, the spirits have told me you've closed yourself off.
Put them in your cum channels, walk around with them for a week, get them super powered up. You're ready to go.
I can just put in my cock ring.
That's gonna cut you.
It's gonna charge it during the full moon.
Yeah, that's gonna cut you, man.
Let's go up to the nude beach.
I mean, still gonna cut you, bro. Wait, unless you are, well, you know, you did say you're Asian. I mean, maybe if you're not that well endowed, if you have to put the crystals in the cock ring to keep it on, then
we'll talk to Donna, get the little rubber insert. It'll be fine.
The little rubber insert. What the fuck rubber inserts do you have in a cock ring?
I have the little vibrator in it.
Yeah, you can take the little vibrator out.
The little little pocket in the front.
It's like with
you
the butterfly.
You can take the vibrator out and put the crystal in.
That's what I was thinking.
That does
look at, see? Ha, 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 ha.
No, no, I'm just thinking about because I got that vibrating one from Donna.
No, I got mine.
And she was like, it has a double. It has the bigger one and the smaller one. She's like, the smaller one goes on the cock and then the bigger one's supposed to go around the balls.
Yeah.
I fucking slapped my shit.
Fuck no.
No, I slapped my shit.
Fuck no.
By accident with the big band on my.
Listen.
And I was like, oh. And I was like,
I put the small one on. Like, you know, it's like,
moment.
It's like, you know. So I was like, all right, I don't know how this shit works. So I was like, let me just slide it on first, you know, put the small one on, and then get hard with it.
Right. Nope.
Yo.
Nope.
I thought I was having to go to the hospital. Yeah. I was like, how do I get this?
I am so glad. Oh, I'm not the only one.
I wish.
Bro. Oh my God, that shit hurt so bad.
So I was like, no. Sorry.
Listen, vanilla sex for life. I'm terrified. Like what you guys just told me is so horrific. Oh,
it was bad. It was bad. I was like, I had to talk to her. I was like, listen, Don, I don't know about you, but like, you're just advertising this wrong. This is not meant for
goddamn torture device. Yeah, like,
no. Hell no.
That was so.
You know, I meant to ask you about that because you were so gung ho about that damn thing.
Bro, no, listen. Absolutely. Once you use the bigger one, and then you have that virus, it was great. Listen, we had a great time with it on the cruise. Great time. But I'm telling you, like, if you ever seen, like,
I threw that
like heroin addicts when they
like, man was traumatized.
When they tie, like, you just, like, tie it up and tie it up too tight.
Yeah.
And every freaking vein, like, popped out. Uh-huh. That was it on steroids. It was like, yo, there was, like,
you gotta get like a heroin.
It's a good
addict.
Way to deflate you, didn't it?
Huh?
It's a good way to deflate you too.
No, it didn't deflate nothing.
Yeah, because the blood
like,
can't go anywhere.
The blood can't go
that one. Like, oh, yes, okay, I know what you're talking about.
And I was just trying to get it
off. It's like Viagra.
And
it formed, like, absolutely not.
It's like, listen. So like, if you twisted your ankle, right? And like, okay, this is me doing dumb stuff.
Uh-huh,
twisted my
uh-huh.
ankle, and instead of, like, you know, taking care of it, lace up your shoes tighter, and keep going until you get home. And you get home, all of a sudden there's this huge wall of like fluid above here.
Yeah,
that was above the cock ring. And you just like, you kind of try to get it over that, and it's not going.
Oh my God. No.
Ice water.
Ice water?
Ice water.
Ice water?
Yes, I had to stick it in ice water.
You do not, hold on. Since we were kids, you have hated cold water.
Exactly.
That is hilarious.
Took a glass of ice water?
Yes.
Yes. In a glass of ice water.
He has hated ice water since we were children.
I hate cold, but it was getting hot. It was getting hot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I sprayed him with a garden hose when we were kids, and he chased me around the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Psychopath.
I just threw the motherfucker in the garbage. I was like,
never again.
I ordered it from Hustlers. I think that's the one that my daughter had opened the box by accident.
Traumatized.
They're like, okay, sweetie, stop crying.
Her reaction that it was going to be scary.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying.
I hope she roasted your ass for that.
I think that was an expensive week for me.
No. Listen, there's ones that will fit. Like,
out of guilt.
Oh.
So here, what do you want? You want
to buy a new iPad?
I don't know. I think the ones for both, all of those are just super. They look painful. I tried to put it on him, and it was like, you know, halfway down.
Okay.
like a demonic scrunchie.
This thing had like a little kung fu grip on the
this
shaft.
Is what I've learned.
Had like the little ridges in there. I'm like, what the fuck?
This is what I've learned is one, you have to lube up first.
Of course.
Oh,
you have to lube up first.
Well, did you try to put it on dry first?
That's what I said. So the first time I put it on, I was just like, there's no way this is going to fit over me fully hard. So I put it on soft.
But you just.
And then, you know,
I'm just listening to these guys and how they party animal their dicks.
Let me grow into it.
I
throw the party favors on mid coitus, you know, because it's already lubed up.
It is something you have to do like prior, right? There's like setup. Right.
I mean, now I know there's setup. Yes, you have to be lubed.
I mean, I just don't go in hot with a toy.
And you don't go for the small one; use the bigger one. Obviously.
I mean, they can be pleasurable, but
it is pleasurable because
the ones with that hold the nuts are just
No.
That I think
you
is
ever
too
seen
much.
That looks terrifying. I couldn't do that.
I've seen them, and I just look at them just like that. There's no way. There's no give. The silicone ones, you get some stretch, and
but this
you
is
have
like
to
a silicone. No, it's a stainless steel ring.
Yeah, no, that's just a torture device. That's a torture device for men who don't like themselves.
No.
Listen. We all have to come back to Christ. We have gone way too far,
bro. We just talked about Manti. What happened?
You think that's bad? You know what?
Hold on.
They
we're
do like
in this episode though.
Implants, like pearl implants.
Yeah. You get the little BBs in your penis?
No, thank you.
I
don't need accoutrements. I'm sorry. I'm good.
Yeah.
Oh my. my God.
I just think of, like, you know,
I have hip flexors.
Yeah.
I can make up for it.
Or, I mean, I don't know if you guys ever, I call it the stock split. Like, have you ever guys gotten, like, so hard sometimes the skin just kind of tears a little bit and rips?
What the fuck? What is
like,
what?
Like at the head area?
Yeah, like the head area around the crown.
It's like you've been dry humping for too long?
Yeah, yeah. So my dad is just like, oh, shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, oh, actually,
that shit
that's
hurts.
Happened.
Yeah.
Actually, no, that's happened.
So, like, wow, if you put pearls in that.
You, but no,
that's no if you put pearls in it or something, then that's just going to just rip. Just going to tear. I'm just, all the way down.
I have never heard of anything so horrible in my life. That is.
Yeah, that's why we never do that sort of stuff.
Although I did learn that a Prince Albert actually goes through.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It goes through the hole.
Yes, it does. So yeah, if you take it out, you could pee out of two holes at the same time.
Mm-hmm. It's like a piercing right through the
you
tip.
You forever would have to sit on the toilet.
We all need to kneel down and pray. Like, we need to come back
like
to Christ.
This, but in the tip of your...
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
So,
you're like Kylo Ren with the dick.
Yeah.
His fucking lightsaber.
The fuck did you get that one from? God damn it.
That is such a reference. That is such a vivid, vivid reference.
You're nuts squirting out from three different homes.
Like it.
It's got the three thing going on. Like, you just go to hell, Mary.
All right.
It's like Nickelodeon splat. It's just everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Now coming is a family event. Everyone's getting it.
Kung
Cat's
fu.
Getting it. Windows getting it. No, thank you.
Kung fu.
Could you imagine nutting out of three holes?
Oh my
Jesus.
God.
That's terrible.
That's
terrible.
Horrifying.
That's Let's crazy. Wrap this up.
It's like surround.
Final thoughts. Final thoughts on Manti.
Religion is a disease.
Oh wow.
Yeah, damn. Yeah. I always bring it back to the darkness.
Yeah.
I mean, embrace spirituality.
Not all
reject religion.
Not all sheeps are strong, I guess.
Yeah. Not all sheeps are strong.
Yeah, I don't know.
How's that make?
I don't know. They always refer to sheep.
Yeah.
Their flock.
Well, they're all sheep in the flock of the Lord.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ is a shepherd.
Right.
Very anti-Christian podcast we are. Shame on us.
No. On a Sunday.
What do you got? Final thoughts.
Oh, I think it was. I just feel like it was messed up for him in general.
Very.
But I think also Renaya was also coming from a really messed up place, also coming from that type of background. You know, it had to be hard on her not knowing who she was and having to pretend to be something that she wasn't.
Right. That's one of the things I was trying to get to in that.
Yeah.
Her
so
people.
I think that, exactly.
I wish her finding herself hadn't destroyed.
No, it
not destroyed, but severely damaged.
I think that what she did was selfish at the end of the day.
It was definitely selfish because when she tried to come back to life too, man, tie it to me.
No, that one, I was like, listen, hang up the phone.
He did. He hung up the phone. He was like, what the fuck? Like,
I haven't even gotten that part yet.
Oh, you got it. You got to see it.
Oh, I'm gonna finish it when I go.
It's like a beach in Hawaii. Yeah. I mean, the thought in B said it, like, you know, hurt people hurt people. In essence, it's I guess it's true, but I think it's different too. Like, I think Renai didn't realize the damage that she was actually doing, so it wasn't like they were definitely hurting and not realizing I was hurting. Like, we definitely need to put more emphasis on life skills for people. It was incredibly selfish what she did, but also Manti living in the bubble the way he did also contributed to it as well. I can't sit here and say, like, you can blame exactly this person, you can blame exactly that person. One people, though, that you definitely can blame and get into it was, like, the big media when everybody was buying into it without doing their due diligence and looking it up.
A lot
to answer for. Like, everybody wants to have that Hollywood story. Yeah. And once again, like, I think, you know, in America, American culture is we are based off of Hollywood. Yeah. Everything that we think, feel... act upon, stuff like that, is built off of Hollywood.
Even the holidays, the traditions.
All of them.
They're all Hollywood.
It's all Hollywood. It's
moral
all
of the story, don't lie. Just don't lie. Just tell the truth. Listen, it's maybe the things that you want to have happen because you lied, it's fine. Just don't lie. And if once you see the lie take a life of itself like that, end that shit.
Own it.
Own
it. Gotta own it.
Own it and run away. For the love of God, don't get U.S. congressmen involved. Congresswomen, sorry.
Yeah, right. That was that. Anyway.
Like, at what point?
At what point do you go, severely fucked up?
That's the line.
I
crossed the line.
Right. I crossed the line. C-SPAN. I gotta go. This is enough.
All right.
We went too far now. Jesus Christ.
All right, folks. So that is it for this edition of the
D-Squad.
Peace out.
Come get some coffee.